This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. In This League, Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Is it the Welsh? Those are the Twitter handles. You guys can comment. In the last segment, we just talked about it. The two worst trailers, I think, of the year look like two of the worst movies. You can go back and listen if you missed any of it on demand, or if you're listening on demand, you know.
You rather watch a trailer for Robin Hood? Actually, would you rather watch Robin Hood or watch the lowlights of Markelle Fultz shooting free throws?
It would definitely be the free throws, because I'll at least get entertainment out of that. I'm not getting...
Did you see the thing that he was trying to do last night?
Dude, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong with Markelle Fultz from the double clutch the other night, and then he just was dribbling in the air. And then he just like threw it in mid dribble in the air. That's the best way I could describe what he was doing.
Why doesn't he just do the Jackie Moon?
No, legit.
Just do the granny shots.
Legit. Like, it's less embarrassing to shoot granny style than to do what he's doing. Is there a bigger joke in the NBA than Markelle Fultz?
Well, I mean, I don't want to crap on him too much because...
But realistically, even if he's probably a fine person and he's got talent... But I'm literally
he's also very young. Like, I think there's a chance for him to rebound from this.
Is there a bigger joke, though, than Markelle Fultz in the NBA? When you think of someone that is going to make you laugh because of how ridiculous they are, I don't think there's anybody but him.
No, probably not. Like, he's got to be able to overcome this. I don't know. Is this? Is this the yips? Is this Rick Ankiel? I mean, is this the same deal?
This is beyond yips. This has been a long time. You got coaches. Well, why didn't the coach work? Get a coach that, like, I don't understand. None of this makes sense.
But he didn't have this in college. He didn't.
Why is this happening
what has
now?
What changed? Right. That's what I'm saying.
There's more cameras?
Yeah, I guess. Pressure, number one overall pick.
How much you want to bet Jimmy Butler was like, yo, I've got the solution, because he loves to just mess with everybody. He's like, Markelle, I got the solution for you. Here's what you do. And he told Markelle to do that absolutely embarrassing dribble midair in the free throw. And then literally off of his fingertips on a dribble, he just throws the ball up.
Let me ask you something.
So embarrassing.
What's the difference? What's the difference between that and just shooting him? He's going to miss him anyway, so maybe figure out some system. But, like, this is what, DeAndre Jordan is shooting 84% this year.
He should go talk to DeAndre Jordan, should be his coach.
So what DeAndre Jordan has been doing is he gets a five from the guy on his left, he gets a five from the guy on his right, takes the ball, he shoots immediately. That's what he does. That's his system.
He doesn't think about it.
For doing it right. You don't have time to think about it. You're in your rhythm and you do it. So he's got some weird hitch in his giddy up. We talked about this on ITL. It's like watching Chuck Hayes shoot free throws. And the weird thing about Chuck Hayes and how bad he was, and he had that weird clunky, you know, get off. He knocked him down in practice. They said he doesn't have these problems in practice. It's just during the game. So whatever it is gets to him. I mean, you expect some guys that make free throws to miss them in a game just because, you know, maybe they're rattled or they're having a bad game. They're in their head too much. That happens on occasion, but it doesn't usually happen for a season.
No, I've never seen anything like this. The only time I've seen anything close is like the big men, like DeAndre Jordan, where they shoot something like really weird. Markel Fultz is shooting 57% free throw.
I got to be honest, I'm surprised it's that high.
I was actually going to say, if you would have quizzed me, I would have said 45%.
I would have at least said under 50 at some point. But why, like, how many shots did he take tonight? Let's see. Or last night. He played 14 minutes. He got four free throw attempts. He knocked down two of them. So
I mean, that's just odds. That's all that is. That's not talent. Those are just odds.
14 minutes, though, you got to foul him more than four times, right? You got to keep sending him to the line. Make it so that they can't play him.
I don't understand it. Like, it is, it's baffling to me on a nightly basis why it keeps changing. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, the, you ever seen that thing, like, the over, and these are completely different players, but, like, over time, how every season Cal Ripken's batting stance changed, how he just continuously always did something different. Like,
right.
But it's every game Markel Fultz is doing something different. Should we give him credit for attempting to do something? Or at the end of the day, do we just step back and be like, whoa, like,
dude, you got to start making them.
You just got to shoot it underhand.
It's something. I
start volleyballing.
Don't
it.
Know. Is underhand legal in the NBA?
It has to be. It has to be. There's no way it's not. Guys don't do it because it's embarrassing. But dude,
you know,
guys,
it's totally embarrassing. But if it works, it works. I feel like if it worked for some guys, they would do it.
Dude,
right?
If Russell Westbrook is allowed to wear what he wears, like, you can shoot underhand. Nothing is more embarrassing than his wardrobe.
That's funny.
Jimmy Butler, though, everybody was a little picky party about his initial game with the 76ers, and just like, oh, I don't know. How is he going to fit? Because he only had 14 points in 33 minutes. I think he was able to squash a lot of that on Friday night. He was 12 for 15 from the field. He scored 28 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, hit a couple 3-pointers, played 38 minutes. Damn, he looked pretty damn good in that lineup.
I mean, you expect Jimmy Butler to come back and put up a good line, and that's what he did in the second game.
I think some people didn't, though, Boggs. I know we do, but I don't think some people, like, I think there were major questions.
He was going to go to Philly and completely change his game. He's not Markel Fultz.
Yeah.
He's not going to start shooting underhanded.
Yeah, I don't think it's like, I just think people are assuming the downturn was coming. That's what I say.
80%.
Yeah, I just think that, like, people look at these at the roster now and they're just like, I don't know how this whole thing is going to work together. But I mean, if there's anything to pick apart, and I was just on the Fantrax Fantasy Basketball Podcast with Steve Tironi, if you guys want to check it out, we kind of talked about this, and you know, Steve's concern was Ben Simmons, and as I had said to him, like, that's the one that I think I'd give you. If you think maybe the production downturn is going to hit somebody, maybe it's Ben Simmons a tad bit, where he did only put up 9.
Almost had a triple-double.
Yeah, but see, that's the weird part. He only had 9 shots, and he only scored 10 points, but he had 8 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal, a block. His percentages kind of sucked, which you don't want to see, but Joel Embiid was solid. Jimmy Butler was solid. J.J. Redick did about what we expect, and the bench was the bench. This is Embiid and Jimmy Butler going wild, and Ben Simmons is facilitating the whole thing.
And by the way, I mean, Jimmy Butler can't be giving Markel Fultz any crap about free throws because he was 2 of 5 last
I bet
night,
they looked really good, though.
They were probably shot smoother. But he made just as many in one more shot attempt. So
I don't know, man. Like, I would. Can they motivate him? Like, all right, for every you're going to shoot 10 free throws before the game. For every free throw you make, you are going to get 4 minutes of playing time. Because what would that get you?
I would say 1 minute.
40 minutes. No, he has a potential at 40 minutes of playing time. So every free throw you make.
You can't. Like, if you start, I guess if he starts knocking down 10 out of 10, you can start playing him more.
Yeah. But there you go. You can play if you can hit 10 to 10 free throws.
I would make it 2 minutes.
Then he only has an opportunity to play 20 minutes.
Yeah.
He played 14. You need an incentive, Bogman. 30 minutes.
Yeah. Three minutes per shot. Two and a half. Two and a half. Split the difference. So.
Well, then he only played 25 minutes total.
Okay. Well, that's all he needs.
But that's not about what he needs. You need to incentivize this young buck.
I don't know.
He's not going to make them. What are we arguing about here? He's not going to make them. It's like those bets where you're just like, I'm not going to make that bet.
Yeah, but then when he's over, he gets no minutes.
Yes, exactly. Incentivize them. Come on with these millennials, Bogman. They don't just get everything.
Oh, my God. It's Mike Gundy, everybody. Welcome to the show, Mike Gundy.
Can't just hand it all to him.
Snowflakes. Yeah, they're all snowflakes.
You don't work towards it. You're going to shoot free throws like Markelle Fultz does.
That's right. If you transfer... It's silver just platter millennials. You get everything so easy. That's right.
On the Tinder, you're not even out there trying to date. You're just swiping. Too busy swiping, not out on the court.
That's right. That's why you're too busy. If you had to knock down a free throw to get Tinder swipes, I bet you'd knock them down.
I bet you would. If you had to knock down a free throw to get a date, to get a match, that's exactly what would happen.
That's right.
You're trying to get those women out in person. You're going to get out on the court, get that body right. You don't got to do that now.
All the women in Philly just put on their Tinder profile like must shoot 75% free throw to swipe right.
Dude, legit, there should be a campaign for that. There should be a literal. You know how? Do you see that story about that really really fat guy that got a trainer, and then the trainer went to all the restaurants around him and said, "Do not serve this guy."
No, like, are you serious?
Yeah. He hired this trainer, and the trainer went to every restaurant in his vicinity and all his favorites and put a flyer up of a picture of him and said, do not serve him. You're killing him. Like some
it
stuff
reminds
like that.
Me of Bam Margera, the Don't Feed Phil. You remember
That's
that?
That's exactly what it is.
When he like bought the...
That's what it is. But Philly, they should do a campaign, like a billboard campaign that's like don't swipe right on Fultz until he hits 75% free throw. I'll bet you by Christmas he's shooting 75%. He's gonna get that thing fixed.
Yeah, or he's no longer with us. So
he's doing the no, you know what, November into December.
Oh man,
I'm just looking for motivation for these millennials, Bogman. That's what I'm looking for.
All these snowflakes, they need it, and you're the guy to give it to them.
That's right.
Why don't you lay it out how it is?
The 35-year-old, dude here on the radio. I'm telling it's perfect time to talk to the snowflakes in December and in November, Bogman. It's Christmas time. Snowflakes are out. They feel at home. They feel more comfortable because all the snowflakes are falling around them. It's like family. They don't want to try.
Our guy Dusty in the ITL Army, he showed, I guess, Monopoly is making millennial Monopoly. Monopoly for millennials.
Everybody gets $200 on every turn. It's millennial Monopoly. They got rid of the do not pass go card. That's it.
Yeah. And I said instead of go to jail, let's move back in with your parents, you know.
Exactly. And when you land on someone's house, you don't actually have to pay rent, but they just need to tell you about the equality of ownership of home ownership.
When you get pulled over, you ask them if they know your parents, you know.
when you do pass go, you collect $100 and you give the other 100 to charity, to a charitable cause. And yeah, I like it.
Did you see, speaking of charitable causes, did you see that, I went to go see a music movie, by the way, the Welsh. I went to go see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow.
And
why?
I know. I thought it was good. I know a lot of people, it got killed because Mr. Robot had to, lip sync or whatever. But who's Freddie Mercury, you know? No one else is Freddie Mercury. Of course, the guy had to lip sync.
The Sacha Baron Cohen one, I think he was singing in it.
Oh, was he? I'm sure it was horrible then. Probably why it never came out, right?
Yeah, he was in a musical. He was in the Johnny Depp musical.
The Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. Yeah, thank you.
Do you think he's as good as Freddie Mercury?
My wife? No, I don't think anyone is.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, but Bogman, I'm not surprised that it was lip sync.
They can make Carrie Ann Fisher look like she's like 20 again. They can make Sacha Baron Cohen sound like he's Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's what they did with Mr. Robot. So I don't see what the problem.
No, they just played a track, didn't they?
No, I don't think so. Really? For some of the songs, of course.
I'm not so sure it was about him lip sync. I heard it was just the story was absolute garbage and tons of liberties.
I mean, it was PG-13 and it should not be PG-13. It's Freddie Mercury. So, you know, it's but it was decent. But I was reading that, you know, the Live Aid concert that they that was his like last big performance or whatever in the movie. And I read that the charity money was like almost, you know, it was like $2.5 million, which in, you know, the '80s was a lot of money that they sent to the Ethiopian government. And the Ethiopian government spent it all on guns and just kept the civil war going. It didn't go to help famine at all.
God bless America.
A little bit.
God bless. Thank you, Freddie.
Well, the whole
Mercury.
World. That was live. That was from England, and then they had one from Philly, and you know that they had it. It was from all over the world. That concert. So
see, now you just taught the millennials something. I didn't know that.
Right. That's right. Just set up a fake charity and buy all of your guns for your civil war.
Okay, last one here. And then we're going to get to, by the way, we're going to do DFS here in a second. Last one, we're getting a little off the rails here. But do you ever follow any of those GoFundMe things? Those like big stories? There was one I followed. It was like a year ago about, it was this guy. I think it was, I know it's just this chick or it was, she was with her boyfriend. I don't know what it was, but she like ran out of gas. And the story was this homeless dude gave her his last $20 so she could get gas. So then she like was telling everybody, and then she's like, I want to set up a GoFundMe. And then it gets in the news, and next thing you know it, they've raised like $400,000. Well, both of them are the three. It's like the guy, the girl, and then the homeless guy. They are all being sued because apparently it was a big scam that the chick set up so they could get money. And then the homeless dude started freaking out because he wasn't getting his. And what they were blowing it on, this is like the guns thing, they were just blowing it on casino trips, gambling trips. And they have deposit records at all the major casinos near them of like $90,000 trips. These people did.
Jesus.
Can you imagine? Like this time of year, Thanksgiving is next week. It's Thanksgiving and Christmas, and these people around the holiday season do a GoFundMe page, raise $400,000, could change anyone's life, and they spend it all on gambling trips and cars and stuff like that.
It's so horrible when you hear stuff like
that. But you want to hear something?
You give to the big charities.
You know what I mean? Don't give to anybody, actually. But no, you do give to the right ones. You give to the right one, like DKMS.
Or your time
actually.
Or your money. Your time or your blood, like DKMS.
But, a plus is GoFundMe is actually refunding every single person, every dollar that people did on their own dime. And I think that's pretty cool. So they did.
Yeah, especially if someone gave a bunch of money. Good.
Yeah. And I would say there's a little holiday story for you that there are scumbags and horrible people in the world, but at least some people can make it right. And GoFundMe is doing that. Really, it would be nice if GoFundMe just like everybody agreed like to take that money, that $400,000, and give that to an actual charity. But maybe everyone's a little burned right now. So
Right, exactly.
When we come back, we are going to be going through our DK and FanDuel lineups, the ones we set up. We're going to visit our buddy Drew and see what he had to say and who was the winner and who was not. Take a guess. And we'll get at it when we get back. So don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman of the Welsh. We'll be back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't. Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league...
Halfway through the NFL season, and DailyRoto.com's NFL Optimizer has already produced millions in winnings for its subscribers, including multiple winners in the hundreds of thousands and a $1 million winner. And with the NBA in full swing, the DailyRoto.com NBA Lineup Optimizer is now available, and subscribers are crushing it on a nightly basis over there. If you're hooked, you can now buy the DailyRoto.com Elite Package. What package, Bogman?
Elite Package.
Elite.
From DailyRoto.com.
That's right, giving you access.
I see my head on a swivel when you're doing these reads.
You got it. Giving you access year-round to the suite of successful tools and projections that DailyRoto.com subscribers have been using to print money in NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and PGA Daily Fantasy. And when you sign up for the Elite Package, the what?
Elite. Elite Package.
You'll get the new NFL betting tools they've rolled out, including against the spread, money line, game totals, and player props. So head on over to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, and check out what
the Elite Package
has to offer. If you don't have a problem with winning money year-round, you're going to love it. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a special discount. Start winning today. How appropriate that we are going to construct our DFS lineups without the Elite Package. We are not
elite
going to do it.
Elite Package.
Thank you. Yeah, you got to go to the bloop, do the bloop, chirp. Bloop. No, the chirp. Bloop. Yeah, there you go. I don't actually want you to do a turkey. I can only do a turkey. That's my bloop. That's my sound for Thanksgiving. I can't do any of the others. Bloop. Bloop. Oh, we should actually. Oh, I kind of did bloop, it there. Bloop. I can't do it. I lost it. One time thing. We should talk about Thanksgiving in the next segment, like food. Thanksgiving food.
Mm.
Are you prepared?
I'm going over to my mom's. I'm prepared.
Yeah, ooh, I am ready. But
my favorite holiday, the Welsh. I sit, I watch football, and I eat. It's like my three favorite things in the world.
Usually, it's near the top. I mean, it still is, no matter what. But I'll tell you, I'm looking less forward to it than ever, and there's only one reason. We're going to my mom's.
What? I thought that's usually like, I'm going to my mom's. I'm excited about it.
No.
Is she not a good cook?
No, she's a I have to drive.
Are you,
I get.
How far is it?
It's everywhere is far for me. I want to get blackout.
Well, you live in the middle of nowhere.
Dude,
can you
I
want to
get blackout drunk on Thanksgiving. Yes, I live in the middle of nowhere.
Tell your wife to drive home.
Dude, when I was with Spore, when Paul Spore, during the Fall Stars game, it's over in Surprise, Arizona, which is relatively close to me. And we get in and we're going to the hotel in Scottsdale, and I put up the directions, and you know, he's just rolling with me. And then we look and it's 40 minutes. He's like, oh my God. And I'm like, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. 40 minutes. Like I go, everywhere takes me 30 minutes. And when you have to say that, you live far. Dude, I want to get blackout drunk on Thanksgiving.
You do your White Russians bit.
That's the tradition. It's if you want to celebrate to the Welsh, you take a picture and send it to me on Thanksgiving, drinking a nice White Russian. You get some Kahlua, you get some vodka, you get some milk and ice, and you make it happen. Beautiful White Russian. You drink one or two of those, and then you move on to the other stuff. I can't do that. I got kids. There's no way my wife's not going to drink, and no way she's going to drive. Oh, God, here's a Robin Hood trailer. Oh, it's such trash. And, like,
what are you watching, the Robin Hood
just
trailer
on
channel?
It's just on. Like, dude, that's what I'm telling you. It's so garbage. It's on all the time. I'm going to have to be relatively sober, or I'm going to have to just, like, front load when I get there and then eat, and then I'm going to be like, we're going to have to hang for a while, and that sucks. I want all holidays to be in my home because then I don't move, and that's
how
I like it.
Does she live, like, by where you used to live? Is that where she lives?
She lives, like, near you, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, I mean, that's far.
That's the lamest.
Yeah. It's like 45 minutes away if there's not that much traffic, which there shouldn't be on a holiday. But you always think that, and then there's all the traffic.
I used to like the idea of, like, ooh, we're doing something, going somewhere. But, like, I'm older, and I have kids, and I want to drink, and I don't want to
move.
Well,
it's no longer a get in your car and go. It's, you know, do the kids have everything?
They got the water. They got snacks. We got to change of clothes and stuff in case someone pees himself.
Is there an iPad? Yeah. That's me.
Enough gas?
That change of clothes is for me.
iPad charge? We got it hung up. All right. Do we got bubble guppies on there? Yeah. It's a whole production the whole time. And also, I have to be a civilized human being and be sober because I'm taking care of human beings. And that's not what I want to do.
What are you drinking right now?
Just a beer.
No, okay.
We're going to crack open some whiskey here shortly. Don't worry about all that. Right. Don't worry about that. That's how we roll. That's how in this league.
Just asking.
Rolls. Not on Thanksgiving.
Judgment free zone here, the Welsh.
I'm going to do a
stories Bogman. I've told on here and on the secret shows. I hope no one's judging me.
I'm going to do a Bogman's family Thanksgiving. I want to have dinner at like 10 a.m. so I can get home. That's Bogman. The family's favorite bit is eating at like noon dinner, and so I can be home at like 3.
My mom eats dinner at like. It's gotten better because she's a gambling addict now, but yeah, she goes to the casino like every day now that she's retired. It's ridiculous. So, she just keeps winning money at a ridiculous clip though. It's like not helping.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, she's starting to eat dinner at like 6, you know, instead of it used to be 4.
That's like really late for her. Like Bogman would be on the road at like 3:25 and I'd be like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm going to have dinner. I'm like, it's not even 4 o'clock yet. Like, I'm
well,
like,
my
early.
Dinner. It's my lunch. You know how late I'm.
That's
up,
your breakfast, so. Practically. Yeah.
some days it is. Yeah. Today it was.
Someday. All right. So we'll talk a little bit more Thanksgiving here, maybe in the next hour. But DK, our guy, the DFS ITL mascot here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Drew Snyder, a me guy. He's a my guy in the not condescending Lev Bell way. Drew Snyder at Mr. Boom Shakalaka every single week, like a champ, plays all of our lineups on both ends. So I don't know how he's doing for the year. He plays our lineups and he reports back. Last week, he did so well and he got me money that I followed him on Twitter, and Bogman just disgustingly unfollowed one of our listeners. I am for shame.
Yeah, well, at least I follow some of the listeners.
I follow
you
this
follow
one?
Like nobody.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I follow
true.
Many people. Yeah,
name
true.
Another one.
Guthrie.
You follow Guthrie?
Hashtag NWO.
I'm actually absolutely. Surprised. So
yeah, it's my guy. He's a me guy.
Yeah, he is a you guy.
I'm not going to follow
way,
Jason see? Braun. All he does is every tweet I see about
does
him.
He do?
Everything is just like, oh, this is a big Bogman would love this. That guy wants. I think that guy.
What does he want
to
do?
Wants to live with you.
Oh, okay.
I think he wants to live with
you. I was going to win $100 here.
No. That guy, nobody loved. I wish I had someone that liked me like Jason Braun likes Bogman.
Yeah.
That's what I wish.
Too.
I don't have anybody in my life that treats me like Braun treats you.
I love Braun. Braun's my guy.
I bet you do. I bet.
Did you see the picture of the bathroom that I put up on GroupMeet today? It said, gross, I swear man. To God, the bathroom instead of men... It said, my guy.
My guy. Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, exactly. That's a my guy room. I totally appreciate
that's
it. So,
Bud Dupree.
Drew Snyder.
You peeing here, my guy.
He played our lineups, and he tweeted back, and he says, won some money this week, guys, but it was only the Welsh's lineups again. I was close at who was going to win each matchup. Boggs only lost by 12 points in DK. Maybe I'll play a triple up tourney match for Boggs so he's in the positive when we win. So he's thinking positive. He's a yeah, you guy, right. Bogman. He's
thanks,
still in.
Drew.
He likes yeah. you. Drew is a tried and true listener. The only thing that he's not is an ITL member, but everything else is like
Drew is great.
On there.
Who else thank would you. Play our dumbass lineups? Besides Drew. Drew's the only one.
Seriously. So let's get into it because we have constructed some lineups. I actually dig them. I think there's some really good deals this week. And we actually talked on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast a little bit about some of the guys we really like this week. And I even said on there, I wanted to construct a lineup built around a couple players. And I did that in one of these lineups. So Bogman, let's start with the DK. What do we have on the values?
There are so many quarterbacks that are underneath the poverty line this week.
Poor people. You got
Mariota, Stafford, Flacco, Prescott, Manning, Bortles, Dalton, Smith, Keenum, Rosen, RG3, Lamar Jackson, and Derek Carr. Now, don't you love that Lamar Jackson and Derek Carr cost the same, and Lamar Jackson might not even start?
Can you believe that? The anticipation of him is still better than knowing you have Derek Carr.
I love that. So those guys are all below the poverty line here. We got some really good deals at running back. We got Josh Adams down here at 3,300. Jarquizz Rodgers had a big week last week at 3,300. Jalen Samuels, who should tick up, 3,600. Ito Smith in there too. Naheem Hines, all under 4,000. Riddick, Bernard, Jordan Howard, Alex Collins are all below 4,500. Doug Martin is at 4,500. Then we've got Lamar Miller, Mark Ingram, Deion Lewis, Philip Lindsay, or excuse me, Deion Lewis, Mark Ingram, and Miller are all below 5,000. Lindsay, Cohen, Coleman, and Peterson are all 5,500 to 5,000. So they're fairly cheap. Wide receivers, the Welsh, we got some nice deals here. We got Washington for Pittsburgh is getting all the snaps now. So he's real low at 3,300. Hasn't got many passes. But maybe this is the week if you want to gamble. Michael Gallup's at 3,700. Adam Humphrey's at 3,800. One of my personal favorites this week, two of the ones I really like, are Josh Reynolds at 42, DJ Moore at 42, Anthony Miller at 4,200 as well.
Yes.
Godwin, Ross are below 4,500. What was that creepy guess you had?
What's his name? Remember the
Stein?
The sweepstakes guy with Carson. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ed McMahon.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. But you sounded correct, like, sir, he was dying. Yes.
Well, I mean.
Come
too
on.
Too soon?
Courtland Sutton, Christian Kirk, Tyrell Williams, Crabtree, Moncrief, Demaryius Thomas are all under 5,000.
Imagine playing Deshaun Crabtree
Jackson,
in a lineup.
Say that again?
Can you imagine playing Crabtree in a lineup?
I mean, maybe. I probably wouldn't do it this week, but, you know, maybe. Maybe you want that Raven stack. Deshaun Jackson, Sanu, Funches, Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones is out now. Ouch. Should take him off the list. Shepard, Amari Cooper, and Golden Tate are all 5,500 to 5,000. And then there are some tight ends also. Your guy, Jonnu Smith, is 2,700. Very cheap.
Let's go, Jonnu Smith. Let's go. All right. So those are some of the cheapers. If you want to do it without an optimizer, I would not suggest that, but you could you can live on the dangerous side if you want to do it. That'll up the ridiculous factor a little bit. So, Bogman, after
yes.
you, what is your did we ever get? Did Drew ever break down? I thought he did it in the last tweet. Where didn't he say like my FanDuel was usually the top one and your DK?
Well, no. He said that. He thought my DK was going to win and your FanDuel was going to win.
I thought he said, like, on a regular basis, it seems to be.
I don't think he gave a breakdown like that. And if he did, it would be the Welsh's usually wins $2 and all of Bogman's lose. That's what it would have been.
That's science. All right. So breakdown here. What do you have for your DK lineup this week?
I actually like this lineup. Pretty good here. I got the Ryan Fitzmagic at the New York Giants. They had a ton of offense last week and couldn't get in the end zone. They play the Giants this week. It's going to be a very high scoring game.
What's the price point?
5,600.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Then moving to the running backs, I got my guy Christian McCaffrey at 8,000. Like him, he's my big buy running back. Then I went cheap, but I like this matchup. Deion Lewis at Indianapolis, 4,800.
Yeah, about that. He's really, really cheap. He's a definitely good deal.
So I went expensive at wide receiver. I got Michael Thomas at 8,800 against Philly and Odell Beckham Jr. at 8,400 against Tampa Bay because they have the worst pass defense I've ever seen in my life. My third guy is another nice cheap option. I like Courtland Sutton at 4,600 against the Chargers. So I like my wide receivers here. My tight end is Jesse James because he's cheap and Jacksonville's had problems covering the tight end this year. So I'm hoping he can sneak one in the end zone. My flex is Theo Riddick, a guy that we both like this week, the Welsh.
Damn it. That is a really, really good one. That is one I didn't. What is his price point?
4,000.
Ah, man, I feel like I did not get him in my lineup. And now that because I did make a concerted effort to try to take a couple guys that I talked about this week that I think are good values. I love that theoretic one.
And my defense is the Arizona Cardinals against the Raiders. So I love this lineup. And I don't like this lineup nearly as much as I like my FanDuel one.
Oh, a little tease there. All right. Jeez. So for my DK lineup, I went the same kind of respect you did with quarterback. I went cheap. I went a little bit cheaper, though. This is someone I was talking about, and I think I had as my maybe surprise start of the week or if you were going a little bit deeper. But I'm going with Dak Prescott. Bogman.
Why do you have to say his name like that?
Because I'd have to enunciate it because there's a town in Arizona called Prescott, and
you do
it all the time. But
Dak Prescott,
5,200 against Atlanta. So
okay,
that's
like
pretty
that.
Good matchup. At running back, I stayed to the same team, and I said I wanted to build a lineup around one Ezekiel Elliott against Atlanta because LOL. 8,500, he's a lot, but LOL, the Falcons. And I love this matchup for Arizona and David Johnson against the Oakland Raiders at 7,500. So Elliott,
big
David Johnson,
backs.
Big money. So Obviously had to go cheaper at wideout. At 6,700, because he hasn't been scoring touchdowns, pretty good. Probably one of the better deals he's had all season. This is against Denver. I went with Keenan Allen, only 6,700. Yeah, I like this one. And then I paired out two wideouts that are on the cheaper end, but I've been talking them up. This week I've said I don't think Julio Jones is going to have the touchdown week. I do like Calvin Ridley. So Calvin Ridley is 5,700. I went with him. And I think you mentioned him in the deals. Anthony Miller, only 4,200. So I'm in on that one. Tight end, Ricky Seals-Jones. So what? Ricky Seals-Jones. What?
You don't Why like didn't you do Jonnu Smith?
Well, we haven't got FanDuel yet, so don't worry about that. We'll get there. At flex, I did. This is usually my bit. I go cheap on tight end and defense, and it has paid. Defense, I went, by the way, with the Bengals, Cincinnati against Baltimore, okay, because there's question marks, you know, with the quarterback situation. You. But I went big money on the flex, but not too big. Leonard Fournette, 6,900. Nice. Against Pittsburgh.
That could, if it's anything like it was last year, that's a perfect buy.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a game.
He torched the Steelers last year.
That was my plan, man. They gave him 24 carries coming back. He does work against the Steelers. Having Ezekiel Elliott, David Johnson, and Leonard Fournette, and I love my wide receiver buys to pair with those running backs.
Give me the wideouts again. Who are your three?
Okay, so the whole team is Prescott, Elliott, Johnson, and Fournette. Ricky Seals-Jones at tight end, Bengals defense, and wideouts are Keenan Allen, Calvin Ridley, Anthony Miller.
Okay. Yeah, I like those.
Yeah. There's some other good cheap options out there that it could play around with. I still do love that Theo Riddick one, which in theory...
Hey, 4,000, he's cheap.
If I were to do that, I could probably go get a much, much more expensive wideout. But I think at the end of the day, I think Calvin Ridley...
Who's that second running back?
David Johnson, Elliott, and Fournette.
Okay, so I mean, David Johnson, if you went Theo Riddick, you would save how much is David Johnson?
7,500.
You would save $3,500.
Yeah,
you could put it on somebody, but I think I would stick with the lineup you got there. I like that lineup a lot.
I'm a fan of it. So when we come back, we are going to, speaking of fan, we're going to talk about our FanDuel lineups. Bogman is going to lay out some of the deals, and then we're going to talk about where we're at. And Bogman said he likes his FanDuel more than the DK, so let's freaking go. More Bogman of the Welsh on In This League coming up right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
What is your name?
It is
Scott Bogman.
What is your quest?
To seek
In This League.
What is the airspeed velocity of a
Chris Welsh?
What do you mean? An African or European?
Chris Welsh.
Huh? I don't know that.
Welcome back, ITL. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. Go check us out over at patreon.com/ITL Army, where we like to have so much fun with live chats. We do the live chats. We do the live streams. We got the secret comedy shows. We'll have rank stuff up there. Discounts on apparel if that's what you're into. And all while you're supporting Bogman and the Welsh. You're supporting, you know, Bogman's food habits. You can actually feed Bogman Slosh. And watch him.
Right.
You should have like a Big Brother cam where people could pay just to like watch. Well, no, maybe not.
I say, you don't want that.
Nobody wants that.
You can't do in these days, the Welsh. Nope. You don't want any of that.
Nope. Can you imagine how would your life exist if you were on one of those like Big Brother shows?
Dude, that's one of the things like... I shouldn't say this because you know what? I'm just not going to say
no,
I'm not. I can't do it.
Can you
I
dance can't. Around what you're
nope. I'm trying to think of a way and there's just not enough dance in the Welsh. I can't say it.
You can use words that don't quite equate.
I can't. I'll have to tell you between the breaks.
Are you worried about the things that you do behind closed doors?
I can't do this.
Is it worse?
I just told you I can't dance around this. So I'll have
What could it be? Is it worse than just the obvious?
It might be. I don't know. It's just I can't articulate this very well. So
I mean, can we make this a whole secret show and make people pay for it? I want to juice them.
Possible.
This sounds amazing. What is this thing that I can't even get out of you to talk? You can't even say it on the radio. It's so horrific.
Look, I know what you're doing right now, and I'm not going to have it. So it's not going to be said here. So you just have to wait. You just have to wait. I'll tell you at the break. I can't say it here.
Oh, do I know what it is?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like me and Bogman have a pact. If one of us dies, the other has to go in and do reconnaissance and sweep and clean the house. Is it?
That's right. Yeah. Like the FBI.
Yeah, exactly. It's like secret agent stuff. Like yeah. It'd be like Mission Impossible.
Throw away my black case and burn it.
Yeah, it's like Mission Impossible. It's like in the event of a death, get into the house before anybody else gets there and please destroy these items.
I have seriously thought about going to the office at my complex and being like, look, Chris Welsh is the guy that comes in first before my mother. All right.
Like legit, like it would be one of the saddest days if you died, but I would actually have anxiety of like,
I need to drive up there? Like it's so far.
We've talked about it so much. Like, I think I need to get in there and get some of that stuff out of there.
You do at least need to come up here so I can show you what to throw away. Like,
you do need
I mean,
to give
I won't
me
show you the items, but I'll be like, it's in there. Just throw the whole thing away. Don't judge me. Don't look in there.
Like the Hill House. Like, don't open your eyes. Don't look. Just get rid of that
yes,
thing.
Yes. Just get out. Right.
Yeah. Or it'd be like Pandora's Box. It'd be like old Indiana Jones. It's like, don't open it, but just get rid of it. Whatever you can. So, wow. I am so excited. I don't know. I don't even know if I want it.
It's going to be a giant letdown. So don't get excited.
Oh, really?
It's going to be like all of my DFS lineups. But it's going to be a huge letdown.
Bogman, we're trying to put this to a secret show so then maybe new people want to pay for it.
I mean, for you, it'll be a letdown.
Oh, but will the listeners love it?
I think they probably would laugh at it. Absolutely.
Can we promise it'll be on the next secret show?
Probably not.
Oh.
So
can you dance? Can you even dance around it there?
Ask me about this. Can we talk about our lineup?
That's an uncensored show, and Bogman's saying, I don't even know if I could talk about this. This is scandalous. I love it. Buy Patreon at the sergeant level for the next secret show, and somehow this will be brought up. Somehow. All right. FanDuel, Bogman. What do we got? What do we got
on
deals?
You call me Bogman?
Bogman.
Not what I heard.
Bogman. What do we have?
Bogman, yeah. Go ahead, Steve. Read off your
Steve
list.
Steve Bogman.
Quarterbacks here, we know that FanDuel way worse at giving you deals. They only had three. Carr was 6,600. He was actually lower than Lamar Jackson on this one. Lamar Jackson is not below the power.
What a loser.
Rosen is 6,600 as well.
You know, every one of 6,300. You know, every one of David Carr's lineups has Derek Carr. You guys just don't understand like how good he is.
He's the worst.
He's the worst. Sorry, who was the last one? I was too busy doing David Carr. Who was the last one?
RG3 is 6,300.
Oh my God.
I mean, if you have to. So running backs, Nyheim Hines is at 4,700. He was the only really good deal below there.
What has Hines done in the last? Has he done anything in the last couple weeks?
I think it was better last week than the 2 weeks before.
I was like so excited about him. And then I have completely.
Well, he was good when Marlon Mack was out, but now they're giving Marlon Mack everything.
I'm going to look real quick because I have checked out. He has 3 yards last week, then a bye. Then he had 78 yards, 47 yards, 14 yards. He hasn't had a rushing touchdown since week two.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but he's cheap. If you think this is the week he's going to get it done against the Titans, I don't, but he's cheap. Yeah. Theo Riddick's at 5,100. Ito Smith, 53. Barber, 54. And then climbing up towards 6,000, we got Bernard at 5,800. If Joe Mixon has to sit, that might be a good one. Deion Lewis at 5,900. Alex Collins, Tariq Cohen, both 6,000. Cook, Howard are both 6,100. Martin, Kerryon Johnson, Adrian Peterson are 6,200. Lamar Miller, 6,300. Philip Lindsay, 6,400, the Welsh. Moving to wide receivers, we actually have some deals at wide receiver. Washington, again, down here at 4,600. Josh Reynolds, I have him in my lineup. He's 5,000. Kirk, Gallup, Aguilar, DJ Moore, Sanu, John Brown are all below 5,500. Ross, Humphreys, Miller are right at 5,500. under 6,000. We got Sutton, Funches, Goodwin, Crabtree, Larry Fitzgerald. And then just over 6,000, we have Corey Davis, Shepard, Jackson, Kenny Go All Day, Tyrell Williams, Ridley, and then right at the poverty line, Tate and Cooper. Again, same thing with DraftKings, Welsh. And then there's tight ends that are deals. Your boy Jonnu Smith is at 5,300. That's expensive for a tight end, the Welsh.
That's a little bit expensive. I'm having second thoughts, too, on something. Let me make an adjustment here.
Yeah. See, here we go with adjustments. He's got to happen. Should I read off mine while you're adjusting?
Yeah. You go ahead and do the thing.
All right. I'm going to. So my running backs, my big buys here is I'm going Gurley and Zeke in this lineup. So
Gurley,
I'm spending I'm spending a ton there. So I got to cheap out on my wide receivers, but I only cheaped out on two. I got OBJ in this lineup, too. So then I went with Josh Reynolds. Like I said, he's replacing Cooper Kupp. Highest over of the week between Kansas City and the Rams. I really like that buy. And I went DJ Moore against Detroit at 5,300. He's cheap too. I like that option. I did the same tight end, Jesse James. My flex is your guy, Kerryon Johnson, the Welsh, against Carolina. And I went with the same defense, the Arizona Cardinals, but my quarterback, the Welsh, I'm doing it. I'm pulling the trigger.
Uh-oh.
Lamar Jackson against Cincinnati.
Wow.
He gets that. Sorry. And if he doesn't, I can save $700 and go to RG3 and then spend it somewhere else. Maybe improve one of those wideouts or tight end or something.
Ooh. Okay. So real quick. So say the lineup one more time through, and then maybe you should take him out, put RG3 in, and see what you can do.
So it's Lamar Jackson, Todd Gurley, Zeke, OBJ, Josh Reynolds, DJ Moore, Jesse James, Kerryon Johnson at flex, and the Cardinals defense against the Raiders.
I really like your lineup.
I told you, man. That's a pretty good one. I like my FanDuel lineup better than I like my DK lineup. So
if you take out RG3 or take out Lamar Jackson, put RG3 in just in case that were to happen, and then what does it save you?
It saves me $300 or $700.
Okay, so then who would you replace?
Well, I got $800 left over. Why don't you read off your list while I'm looking for something?
So at quarterback, I actually went with your guy from DK. I went with Ryan Fitzpatrick here for 7,600 against the Giants. It's a solid matchup. Makes sense. Running back, I kind of did something similar to what I've been doing. You know, I like to have good running backs. I found one deal, spent some money on some other spots, but I actually really, really like this team the more I look at it after my most recent adjustment. I have got Ezekiel Elliott at 8,400 against Atlanta. I just cannot help myself. I have to have him in every lineup. Dalvin Cook is only 6,100 on FanDuel. It's against Chicago, but he's a full go. My wideouts, I went one big. I think did you say you had OBJ in your lineup?
I do, yep.
Yeah, so I got OBJ at 8,500, and I took Cortland Sutton. He was actually someone I just moved into my lineup at 5,600, and Kenny Go All Day at 6,400. So Odell, Sutton, Galladay. The tight end I switched out, I took Jared Cook out. One of the things I had, if people are wondering, which no one is, but I had Kenny Galladay and TJ Jones both in. And TJ Jones, I actually kind of decently like right now. Because, you know, Marvin Jones is going to be out. Yeah. And he should get the start. And he was in a bunch of snaps last week. But I just didn't want both of those Lions wideouts in there. So I made this adjustment, and I'm very happy with it. So Odell, Sutton, Galladay, tight end. So I took out Jared Cook. I put in Jordan Thomas for Houston up against Washington at 4,800. Don't love it, but it's okay. At defense, I also went with Arizona. But my flex, I've got Christian McCaffrey. So my team in total.
I hate it when you say guy's name. Like, why do you do
it? I don't know. I just do. My total team is Fitzpatrick, Elliott, Cook, Odell, Sutton, Galladay, Jordan Thomas, Christian McCaffrey, Arizona defense. Let's go.
Okay, so if I did have to do the switch to Robert Griffin, if he starts, because Flacco's doubtful, doesn't look like he's going to go.
Yeah.
So
price, by the way? Does Flacco have a price?
I think it's 7,100. I think it's 100 more than let me look now.
Okay, so they're not, because it was said, by the way, Harbaugh said that like Flacco could play without a single practice.
Flacco's at 7,200.
So yeah, they're not giving you any discount that he's questionable, because Harbaugh could definitely put him out there. Now that's a whole nother thing. What if Flacco did play?
Okay. And then I would go with Josh Rosen against the Raiders.
Okay. Oh, that's actually not a bad one. Okay, so yeah, you're putting in RG3 now.
That's right. So RG3 at 6,300, and what I would do is I'd take the money that I save, and I would flip out Kerryon Johnson and put in Allen Robinson against Chicago. Or against Minnesota. He's on Chicago.
I actually kind of like Kerryon Johnson a little bit more.
Against Carolina, I don't. I think Minnesota and Chicago should be fairly high scoring. And I could do T.Y. Hilton against Indianapolis. That's the other option that I have.
I like that. No running backs? Were you just short of running backs?
Yeah, there's no running backs that are good. So
what was Rosen compared, by the way? You were saying you could put in Rosen.
Rosen's 6,600. So I would say he would be $400 less than Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
So
lots of options.
Yeah, there's not a lot of wiggle room after that. That would put me at $400. I could put in over Kerryon Johnson. I mean, I don't think I'd want any of these. Cooper, Calvin Ridley, Tyrell Williams. I think I'd just stick with Kerryon Johnson against those guys. So
brutal, too, by the way. Just thinking about the Lions and Marvin Jones, if everyone's paid attention, Marvin Jones officially ruled out. That happened on Friday, and there was like question marks to it. Like, just it kind of seems like hit after hit on that offense. So you get rid of Golden Tate, then you're inefficient. You don't know how to run the ball with Kerryon Johnson. You know, the Lions should listen to guys like Aaron Rodgers. I bet Aaron Rodgers would be like, you know, guys, at Kerryon Johnson, he's a pretty good back. We should get him the ball more.
I mean, just LeGarrette Blount should not be on the field. I know he's in for goal line and all that stuff, but why? I mean,
dude, when was the last time LeGarrette Blount didn't make people mad that he was on that team? That guy is not wanted anywhere.
Ever. Yeah, probably when people flexed him and he scored a couple touchdowns. That's the only time.
That guy's the worst, even at Oregon, when he would punch people. Like, he is the worst.
I remember he punched that Boise State guy. I remember.
Is that the cheap shot one?
Yep, that was a cheap shot one. So,
has there been anything like that in college football lately?
There was a fight last week between a defensive end for Baylor and my guy David Montgomery. So,
David Montgomery, the joystick.
I love him. So there was a flag thrown, and the referee got between these two guys, and the Baylor dude like jumped over the referee to punch David Montgomery.
Whoa! Why? What did Montgomery do?
I don't know what he did, but they got in a fight and they both got booted. And it actually helps out the Longhorns because today David Montgomery misses the first half because he got kicked out in the second half last week. That's how it goes with targeting and with ejections. You get ejected in the half. In the second half, you miss the first half of next week. So I won't see David Montgomery till the second half of this Longhorns game.
Isn't David Montgomery one of those guys that, like, it's great that Yahoo's accepted college fantasy football, but they only have, like, five conferences, and that's one of those guys that's not even available?
No. He is. They have Power Five.
Is it Singletary?
Yeah, Singletary's not available.
Oh, okay. And this is who?
That was David Montgomery.
David Montgomery, what type
Iowa State.
David Montgomery versus Singletary, NFL prospect wise.
Montgomery.
Are they both prospects though?
Yeah, they're both. I think Singletary's probably a third or fourth round guy, and Montgomery is probably a second round guy.
So. Like Montgomery or Singletary.
Montgomery's my number one guy for this class, and he doesn't have to come out. But if he does, he's my number one guy for this class. Running backs usually do
over Rodney Anderson.
Over Rodney Anderson. Yeah, Rodney Anderson's coming off the ACL. So then, I love Rodney Anderson, but he's coming off the ACL.
So what about in first-year player drafts? Would Montgomery be number one?
To me, yeah, especially in PPR. He catches the ball really well.
What about your guy, Debo?
I love Debo. Debo's going to have to run a good 40. He is not having a great season, but it's because he's getting double, triple covered. They got nothing else. Brian Edwards they have at South Carolina, he's been pretty good too.
Give me this real quick because we got another minute. And all I want in the world is Bogman to do college football rank prospect stuff like I do baseball prospect because I want to read all his stuff and be informed. Give me the top five first-year player, like if you're doing a rookie draft this year in Bogman's mind.
I can't even give you that because I haven't done enough. I've just been doing so much college stuff, but I haven't looked at.
But it's got to be Rodney. It's got to be Rodney Anderson.
Rodney Montgomery, yeah, probably A.J. Brown is going to be in there.
What about Barrett?
Who?
I'm thinking of what's the running back at Ohio State? I'm thinking of the point Dobbins. Guard. I'm thinking of RJ Barrett, the basketball.
JT Barrett.
Yeah. What about Dobbins?
Dobbins is good. He's not in that list.
Dobbins.
See, Dobbins. We got Dobbins here. See, nobody cares.
Okay. So that's it?
That's all I got for now. I'll come back to that.
Trying to plug this here. If you guys want to check out more, you can. I imagine you guys will be covering a decent amount of it. There are two.
We got it's playoff week and then championship next week. So I'm alive in two leagues. I can make the championship in two leagues. I haven't won a college championship yet.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah. And people can check out in the offseason. I don't know so much about the college shows, but it'll definitely be happening on the ITL Football Podcast. But if you're wanting to get ahead of the game, there is the ITL Fantasy Football or the ITL College Fantasy Football Podcast, which is is this year three or four?
This is year four, I think.
Damn. Now you've been going on for a long time.
And we got 130 episodes. So
that's pretty damn good. So you can check out that one, which Bogman's doing forever. And another college fantasy football podcast that's done for Fantrax with you, John Lobb, and Justin Heisey. And you guys do that. So two ways to get ahead of the game. Find it very, very informative, especially we do a three-sport league. When we're getting into developmental stuff, I can be like, Bogman, help me out, please. So don't go anywhere. Hour three is coming up. We are going to be talking about all of what Week 11 has in store. A lot of teams on bye, but there's still a lot of action. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and the Welsh coming up on In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.